Thank you all so much for joining me once again for a new episode of Authentically Our Lettuce podcast, where we talk all things authenticity. A couple weeks ago, we talked about openness in our authenticity. Now this week, we're going to talk about transparency and how that becomes relevant in our authenticity. Being authentic can sometimes come across as almost defying what everyone else expects you to be. See, being authentic means that you're being true to yourself, and only you understand who you truly are. So when you convey your true self, a lot of times you'll receive opposition and people won't understand you or even embrace you for who you really are. See, that's up to you. When you're talking about authenticity, it's important that you understand that you put forth who you really are, and not being ashamed of who you are, because when you're representing truly who you are, who cares if other people don't acknowledge it or don't accept it, as long as you're being true to yourself. And that's how I see it. Transparency, on the other hand, it adds to our authenticity, but it's also another piece of the puzzle where people can detect whether or not you're being real with them or whether you're just putting on a front or trying to fake and conform once again to what people expect you to be, nonetheless, not who you really are. Transparency, if you talk about it from a business setting, it's like being honest and being open. So it's very, very similar to the openness we talked about in your authenticity. But when you talk about just general conversation between you and, let's say, a stranger, someone you don't even know, transparency becomes the quality of being easily seen through. It means that your truth just shines straight through. You're always being truthful, and you work really hard to get the facts right. You understand that people will make their own judgment about whether or not they trust you based upon how see-through you are, how translucent you are, how well people are able to see the real you. I mean, you don't want to be noted as someone that is fake or opaque, if you will, but you want people to know you as real, as trustworthy. When people find that you are being real and transparent, people tend to trust you more. And don't get me wrong, transparency doesn't equate to fragileness. It doesn't mean that you are easily broken. It just means that basically being transparent, that you are like, you can just see through you, that you don't have to put up fake or you don't have to be fake, or you don't have to be something that someone has to work hard at to know whether or not you're being real. So today, I want to encourage you all to really consider how you come across to others. You know, when you're out here and you call yourself being authentic, are you being transparent as well? Even in your feedback to others, are you being transparent in that? How can you go about inspiring others to do what it is that you believe is possible if you're not even able to accomplish it either, because you're not being true to yourself? If you want to inspire someone, you have to do that with being just who you are, and not just who you say you are, but actually being that person. You know, you can't feel sorry or apologize for being real and being your honest self, to being open about who you are. Transparency is an important, intricate part of your ability to be authentic. So in this moment, I'm just making a small request. I ask you to do a little bit more research, look out there and find more ways to become not only authentic, but to be transparent in your authenticity. You see, those people who are out there that don't possess transparency, they can appear almost two-faced and lacking their true face, if you will. So the more real we are, the more likely people are to trust us and to recognize the fact that they are safe when they're in our midst. So today, let's not only practice our transparency, but let's practice our transparency through our authenticity. I'd like to thank you all for listening. Once again, you have joined me for another episode of Authentically Our Lettuce podcast. You can join me online on my social sites, on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube, as well as on LinkedIn as Authentically Our Letta. You can also find me on my website at AuthenticallyOurLetta.com if you're interested in having me come to speak at one of your places, or even if you'd like to share some of my content or have me come and share with a group, please do fill out a contact form and I will be sure to get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and guess what? We will be talking soon. Continue to join me every week Thursday for a new episode. God bless you. Bye-bye.